Now, another issue with neoadjuvant endocrine therapy is the duration. And you've published on the question of extending out the duration. Can you kind of review what you found there?
Yeah, I mean, what we found is that if you look at the percentage of women who we managed to convert from mastectomy to breast conserving surgery with 3 or 4 months treatment, we were getting about half of women converted either from locally advanced or needing a mastectomy to breast conserving surgery. By extending it a bit longer, we managed to get over 70% of women who eventually could achieve breast conserving surgery. And nowadays, I do it empirically. I give the patient neoadjuvant endocrine therapy. I see them at 6 weeks and 3 months. If they're responding well at 3 months, then usually I'll just see them 3 months later. And at that point, assess what's going on. Because undoubtedly, if they're responding well at 3 months, they'll respond even better by 6 months. The big trouble is that these cancers get so small, but by the time they come to surgery, they're very difficult to feel. They soften incredibly. And so one thing to watch out for is if you're treating them for a long time, put a tumor marker in or make sure you know where that cancer is, because when you come take it out at the end, it's technically quite difficult.